Good afternoon. Let's go ahead and begin. This is a meeting of the Title Setting Board pursuant to Article 40 of Title I, Colorado Revised Statutes. The date is February 17th, 2010. The time is 2 p.m. We're meeting in the Secretary of State's Blue Spruce Conference Room, Suite 270, Denver, Colorado. The Title Setting Board today consists of the following. My name is Bill Hobbs. I'm Deputy Secretary of State here on behalf of Secretary of State Bernie Busher. To my immediate right is Dan Domenico, Solicitor General, here on behalf of Attorney General John Southers. To my immediate left is Sharon Eubanks, Deputy Director of the Office of Legislative Legal Services, who is here on behalf of the Director of the Office, Charlie Pike. And I believe she is sitting in as the Director's designee for the first agenda item. And then for the second agenda item, the director's designee will be Dan Carton, Deputy Director of the Office of Legislative Legal Services. Also present at the table with me, to my far left, is Maury Kneiser, Deputy Attorney General, who represents the title board. To my far right is Ceci Gomez of the Secretary of State's office. For anybody who wishes to testify on any item, there are sign-up sheets on the table by the door. We are broadcasting over the internet, and recording of the hearing will be archived on the Secretary of State's website. With that, I'll go ahead and turn to the first agenda item, 2009-2010 number 37, Global Day of Without Violence. This is here before us on a motion for rehearing from Paige Pink. And Mr. Pink, if you would identify yourself for the record and tell us why you disagree with the decision of the title board.
Oh, yes, sir. My name is Paige Pink. I'm the proponent of Proposition Number 37. There are two things I disagree with. Number one is I thought about your earlier decision of eliminating Article 30. I'd like that eliminated, so it just reads without that. And then I want calling for a global day without violence each January 1st to be in front of an amendment to the Colorado Constitution. And that's my testimony, I believe. Okay. Concludes my testimony, I hope, for today. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Pink. Any questions for Mr. Pink? Is there anybody else present who would like to testify on the motion for rehearing? Seeing none, then I'll turn it over to the board for discussion. Is there any discussion by the board? Eubanks.
In terms of the reference to Article 30, I think generally it's been our practice not to have specific articles referenced. And so when we're ready, I'd be willing to move to have that language stricken from the title.
I would entertain a motion to that effect.
So moved.
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Eubanks. Any discussion? So again, the motion would be to strike in the title set by the board earlier, strike the clause or the phrase through Article 30, I believe, so that it would read an amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning a call for a global day without violence on January 1st of each year. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. Any further motions with respect to Mr. Pink's motion for rehearing? I think we have talked in the past about Mr. Pink's preference for the way the ordering of the language appears. I'm satisfied that we're being consistent, but that's another issue for the board if anybody wants to offer a motion.
No, I don't think we can do that and satisfy sort of how we have to write these for the properly for the statutory requirements, I don't think. So I don't think we can accept that part of the motion.
Okay.
We're hearing.
Any further discussion? If not, then I guess I'll make a motion that that the motion for rehearing be granted to the extent that the board made that change to the titles and denied in all other respects.
Second.
Any further discussion? If not...
Could you read the final draft that you're going to use then, please?
Thank you. That's a good idea. So the title would read, An Amendment to the Colorado Constitution Concerning a Call for a Global Day Without Violence on January 1st of each year. And the ballot title and submission clause would read the same, but in the form of a question.
Thank you.
So the motion before us is to grant the motion for rehearing to the extent that the board amended the titles and deny it in all other respects. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. And that concludes action on number 37.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Pink.
Thank you. This is the one you've ever had.
Okay, let's move on to the next agenda item, which is 2009-2010 number 42, request for official opposition to any proposed limitation on possession of firearms. I'll note for the record that Mr. Carton is now sitting on the board as the director, as the designee of the director of the Office of Legislative Legal Services. This is a new measure that's before us, and as before, the three steps that we follow is we first see if there's any questions of the proponents to make sure that the board understands the measure. Second, the board will determine if the measure complies with the single subject requirement. And then third, the board, if it finds that the measure does comply with the single subject requirement, then we'll proceed to draft titles for the measure. And I think we've seen a similar measure before. So, Mr. Heatherly, you are signed up as for the proponents, I believe. Perhaps if you would be willing to come forward and identify yourself for the record and who you represent, and then perhaps also if you'd like to, I guess my first question would be to just highlight for us the differences between this measure, and I think it was number 35 that was before us before.
My name is Charles Heatherly. I'm executive director of the Rocky Mountain Foundation and one of the authors of the proposed amendment. This is a new draft, a variation, revision of an earlier one, which was approved by the title board a few weeks ago. A little more concise. Not as broad. It reads pretty clearly in terms of what its purpose is, and does not include a phrase to include all articles of the Bill of Rights, only the Article 13. Or Section 13, excuse me, Section 13 of Article 2. So it's targeted to a specific part of the Bill of Rights, not to the entire Bill of Rights. Okay. Previously, it was broader because we thought, in principle, the same principle should apply to the entire Bill of Rights. But the proximate threat, or the main motivation and purpose behind the amendment is to focus public attention on the threat to Section 13. We decided we want that in the title, then we have to limit the wording of the amendment to that section. that explains why we're back with a revision. I'd be happy to answer any specific questions you have.
And Mr. Heatherly, it looked like there were a couple of other minor changes that I don't think really affect the basic meaning of the measure. The Secretary of State was inserted in the list of officers, elected officers that are covered, I believe, and United Nations was referred to specifically, United Nations Treaty. I think that was new also, but again, I don't see any substantive major changes to the meaning and purpose. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Any other questions for Mr. Heatherly? If not, then I'll turn to the question of single subject compliance. The board did find that the previous version comprised a single subject, and it would occur to me that maybe this measure would equally comply with the single subject requirement. I'll go ahead and make a motion that the board find that the measure is a single subject and proceed to set titles.
Second.
Any further discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. So then let's turn to the staff draft. Mr. Heatherly, I think, and Ms. Gomez will project it on the screen in the room, but Mr. Heatherly, have you had a chance to look at the
Yes.
staff draft, and do you have any comments?
I read the staff draft when it arrived a few days ago, and I have no request for changes in the staff draft. I think it's accurate and sufficient to its purpose.
There's a couple of changes that I'd probably like to suggest, but I'd like to get your comment about it. I looked at the titles that we set for the previous version, and I think we had shortened some of the language in the staff draft. And I think we could do the same here. And so I'd like to maybe mention those and get your feedback on those proposals. One would be to eliminate the list of officers or public officials that begins at the end of line 2 and goes into line 4. So that it would, I think, read something like concerning a declaration and request by the people of Colorado that all elected public officials of the state oppose by all means available, et cetera, et cetera. Would you have any objection to omitting the enumeration or the listing of various officials?
No, sir.
And the other one would be right after the word oppose, dropping the phrase by all means available to them as elected officials. So the request would be that they oppose the adoption or ratification of any United Nations treaty, et cetera. Would you have any objection to that change?
No, sir. In the interest of brevity, fine.
If it's okay with the board, let me just go ahead and ask Ceci to mark those two changes. And I'll move those two changes. So Ceci is stricken the first part. That's the enumeration of the public officials, and then the motion would also include dropping the phrase by all means available to them as elected officials. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
I would just suggest, I think you need to get rid of that comma, yeah, after state.
Thank you. Any further discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. And Mr. Heatherly, maybe one other suggestion I would have that's, I think, consistent with what we did on number 35. And that would be insert a reference to the Bill of Rights. I think the last version, of course, wasn't limited just to Section 13, but it did refer to Article 2. and it also referred to the Bill of Rights. I think the way I would suggest doing this is after, in line 7, after as described in, well, I guess after as described, insert in the Bill of Rights. Well, that's probably not going to work either. I want to say as described in the Bill of Rights in Section 13 of Article 2. I'm not sure that works. Fine. What if I have a copy of the version that we set last time? So for number 35, we referred to a we refer to any right that is guaranteed by a provision of the Bill of Rights in Article 2 of the State Constitution.
Well, you could substitute the phrase in the Bill of Rights for of Article 2. So read in Section 13 of the Bill of Rights, instead of Article 2, have the same legal effect. Most people don't know that Article 2 is the Bill of Rights.
So instead of referring to Article 2, you're suggesting strike Article 2 and just say
that would be one way if you don't want to be redundant.
Uh huh.
I have no objection to including both. You could say in the Bill of Rights, comma, Section 13 of Article.
Fine with me. Since the reference to Article 2 really doesn't mean anything to the reader, probably. What matters is that Article 2 is the Bill of Rights, it seems to me. Well, if that's okay, let's...
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy to replace Article 2 with the Bill of Rights. I question a little bit whether we need Section 13 in there. I'm okay with it either way, I think. I guess it makes it a little bit easier if you want to go look it up, but I suspect anyone who wants to look it up would look at the actual measure, too. So either way.
Yeah, I don't have...
I like Bill of Rights replacing Article 2, so I guess we could do that, and then if we need to talk about Section 13, we can.
Yeah, Ceci, where you have the cursor, I think, just strike Article 2 and replace that with... the Bill of Rights. Looks good to me.
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Well, I'll move that change. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. I do have one other suggestion that had occurred to me, and that's in line 1. Strike the word state. I went back and looked at the measures that were on the ballot in 2008, and we were pretty consistent referring just to the Colorado Constitution. So I guess I would move that we strike the word state in line 1.
Second.
No other discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. Any further changes to the staff draft? And it's understood, of course, that the same changes would be made in the ballot title and submission clause. So I'll go ahead and move then that the board adopt the staff draft as amended.
Second.
Ceci has shown it on the screen with those changes. Just for the record, I'll go ahead and read that while we think about it one more time. The title then would read, An Amendment to the Colorado Constitution Concerning a Declaration and Request by the People of Colorado that all elected public officials of the state oppose the adoption or ratification of any United Nations treaty or other binding international agreement that impairs, restricts, or regulates the right to keep and bear arms, as described in Section 13 of the Bill of Rights of the State Constitution. No other discussion? Then all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. And that concludes action on number 42. The time is 2:21 p.m.